stay out of the wind. Get out. I'll go ahead and pack this up. Thank you.
was sweat all the time.
Oh no, I left at the right time.
Yeah.
I'm going to your mom's house.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Linda, would you tell me just for the record of the tape, where do you live?
Big Cypress Indian Reservation.
Mm-hmm. Where is that?
It's about 45 miles south of Clewiston.
And have you always lived here?
No, I used to live in Trail, out on Tamiami Trail. Moved here when I was about 5.
And what are the crafts that you do?
For myself, I do. I dress the Indian dolls, beadwork.
Oh, I think someone's here for you. I'm not sure.
That's my mother.
Oh, is it? Anyway, you were telling me about your crafts.
I do beadwork and patchwork, jackets, skirts.
Mm-hmm. How'd you learn?
From my mother. So she always sewed. So just picked it up from her.
Is this something that Austin?
While the car's running, it's something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she used to go to.
Yeah.
You know, I had to have both of my, this tooth couldn't come down. I had to have both of these teeth pulled apart once.
Mm-hmm.
I remember.
And they're talking about putting braces on the bottom. After.
Oh boy.
I gotta wear them till Friday.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm. It's almost 2 weeks now.
It'll get better. You know, I mean now it's. Mm-hmm. But it hurts when it's on. I know.
Hate to brush it, God. It just bleeds and.
Nothing like having dental work, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's just wait till this one turns.
I'll be back.
Okay. Are the crafts something that all Seminole girls learn to do?
Mm-hmm. They teach them now. They teach them in a school from first graders on up.
Do you think that's important?
Yeah. I think so.
Why do you think the crafts are important to keep alive?
I know it was dying off for a while, so they started teaching it, and you know, since it was original from the Seminoles, so
yeah.
Just like the language, it's dying off, so they're teaching them.
Do you speak the language?
Yeah.
Which language?
Miccosukee Seminole. They're both same thing. They just.
Do your children speak it?
Uh-huh. They speak it and they understand.
Is that your baby?
Mm-hmm. That's my sister. That's my oldest one.
Yeah. I thought I recognized her.
Mm-hmm. That's the one that was.
Uh-huh. Hi.
Stay old.
And so you've lived, how long have you lived here at Big Cypress?
Probably about 22 years.
What about, I was talking to Jim Billy this morning, and he was talking about that there were some things that were important for young boys to learn, and they go through an initiation process when they are becoming young men to, you know, something traditional in Indian culture. Is there anything like that for young girls as they become women?
I really don't know.
You didn't go through anything?
No, I didn't. Because, see, when I went to high school, I went to high school in Oklahoma, so I was gone most of the time.
And what about, so you were actually over in Oklahoma. Is there a difference between the tribes over there and the tribes down here?
Yeah, each tribe has their own different ways. So I was mixed in with a lot of other tribes.
Do you feel like in the Seminole tribe, I know the clan system is passed down by women, right?
Yeah.
Are women pretty important in the tribe?
I guess so.
Do they ever hold any important posts? Or, do they ever get elected to?
Yeah, they get elected if they, you know, they desire to run for anything.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good. That's really good. Can you think of anything else that we need to add?
Well, I suppose not.
I'm just wondering, though, what do you think is the future of the crafts and the traditional way of life for the Seminoles?
Oh, I'm not sure. It seems like, you know, it's... Well, the real important things are not taught as it was before, so it's just mainly...
Do you notice a difference between, like, your young kids and what you learned when you were a little girl?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Clothing has changed.
Yeah, they don't dress.
Do they spend a lot of time with their grandparents, your children?
Yes.
Do they teach them old things?
Yeah.
But it's still really different.
Since they're in school, and then they come home and.
Do they learn the language at school?
They teach them.
You speak it at home?
Speak English and Miksuki.
Could you say something in Miksuki?
Like what?
Say something like, "My name is Linda Bowers, and I live at."
Cháu chỉ phải lên được Powers của nó lên Big Cypress Control liệu ạ.
This is really pretty though. I wish I understood it. I know, you know, it's nice to have a bilingual kind of situation where they know both languages and can do both. But are your little girls going to learn patchwork?
Yeah, they can learn from me, or they teach them in school too, so they teach them, you know, patchwork and beadwork and all that, so.
And what about food?
I don't know.
Do you have any traditional things? Well, I know fry bread.
Yeah, I fix it every now and then, but I'm not just on a festival, so that's not really.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. I don't really fix it, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. I think we, you know, can go. Thanks a lot.